Grove Line, you might be able to pay for your travel without your go card and without the cash in your back pocket. You might be able to just tap on with your debit card, with your credit card, with the payment system you have linked to your smartphone. That's because the Fernie Grove Line's been selected to trial the state government's new so-called smart ticketing system. This is a system that is similar to what they have in Sydney. If you travel on the G-Link and the Gold Coast, you'll know all about it. But for a little bit more, you're joined by Jeff Addison, who is a regular train traveller with the advocacy group Rail Back on Track. And Jeff, you guys run a pretty involved kind of train fan forum. What's been the reaction to what's been happening on the Fernie Grove line today, Jeff?
Look, I imagine there'd be a bit of a mixed reaction. People are getting used, or it's only just recently been announced, but being able to use a Visa card, MasterCard or American Express on the new pink readers, which have the connecting thread Indigenous artwork on them, and they'd be able to travel from anywhere along the Fernie Grove line into Central Station. People just need to be aware that in doing so, it's only adult fares that it can accommodate at this point in time. So if you're travelling on a concession fare, then you still need to use your concession go card or buy a paper ticket.
Okay. Have you had a chance at using it yourself? Are you planning to, Jeff, to check it out and see what it's all about?
No, I haven't. I'm up on the Sunshine Coast, so I will be interested in waiting to see when it does roll out to the Sunshine Coast line, but certainly it'll make it a lot easier for people to use public transport, and that's a great thing.
And indeed, it's been on the Gold Coast for a while on the G-Link. It is being trialled here in Brisbane on the Fernie Grove line, as you say. Have you heard about plans to expand it to the Sunshine Coast, and is there a bit of excitement, anticipation or demand for it, Jeff?
Look, I think there probably would be some anticipation. I mean, the fact that you can also use not only your Visa card and MasterCard, but your smart devices, so your smartwatch and your smartphone as well. Yes, it is. The plan is to roll it out across the whole of the state eventually. I understand it was originally a four-year program, but given the time that it's taken to get to the Fernie Grove line, I suspect it may take longer than that. I understand that the next step after this Fernie Grove rail line rollout is to actually extend it to the buses, so about 13,500 buses to be rolled out to. So it's a huge undertaking. It'll end up being one of the, you know, the largest public transport networks of its type in Australia and possibly even the world.
And beyond the southeast to regional parts of Queensland as well, Jeff?
Yes, that is the plan, yep. So that across Queensland you'll be able to use your phone or your smartwatch or your credit cards.
Okay. And Jeff, do you know why the Fernie Grove line was selected?
Yeah, look, it has the highest proportion of customers that are eligible to participate in it, so the highest proportion of sort of adult, I guess, customers rather than concession customers. And, you know, they'll be able to use it, obviously, starting and ending their journey anywhere between that Fernie Grove line and Central Station. Mm. So it makes it an ideal test line for this new system.
Okay, and it started today. Keep an eye out for the pink tap-and-go towers, Jeff. What did you call them? There was a proper name and I missed it. What was it?
Look, they are the new smart ticketing gates wrapped in pink, but they have the connecting thread Indigenous artwork on them. Oh, so okay. They certainly stand out. They look great.
Jeff Addison with you, a regular train traveller with the advocacy group Rail Back on Track. You're at ABC Brisbane, 20 minutes past three. I'm Kat Feeney, and if you've used this new ticketing system already, why don't you offer up a review? Did it work? How'd you find it? What did you think? 1-300-222-612 is the phone number. For a little bit more detail on this concept and sort of the plan generally, you're joined by Dr. Kelly Bottolaccini, who's a lecturer in public transport at the City's Research Institute of Griffith University. You haven't had a chance to tap on yet with the new system, have you?
I have not, no.
Dr. Kelly? No, okay. But it seems to be the way things are going. Am I right in that assessment that we are moving generally to this kind of approach to public transport payment?
That's right. It's been rolled out in a lot of places, like you mentioned, Sydney. You mentioned some of the places here in Queensland, like Gold Coast, but I believe it's also been trialled in Hervey Bay. So it actually has been trialled in a regional bus system.
Okay.
And really what this is all about is giving people options. So no one's going to take away your go-kart anytime soon. But we want people to have options because I think we've all been in that position where our go-kart was out of money. We couldn't fill it up immediately, but we needed to get on a bus or something like that. And so this would eliminate that problem because you would have options that are just sitting in your wallet.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I find sometimes when I do top up my go-kart, it doesn't top up instantly.
Right. It can take a little time, which is a problem if you need to get on a bus right now.
Right now. Okay. I do want to find out a bit more about this, but John at Hamilton has called through. He's just got a question about it that I think Jeff might have touched on, but you might be able to get across a little bit more for us. John, hello. What do you want to know?
I'm just wondering about the go-kart, the seniors or the students.
The concession fares. Yeah. Okay.
Is that going to carry on with using your credit card or debit card?
Great question, John. Kelly?
So in the trial, my understanding is it's not. However, when they do the full expansion across the state, it will absolutely be included. I believe the way it's going to work is you're going to register your device with some sort of TransLink app, similar to how you would register your go-kart now, and that will make it so that as long as you're using a registered credit card or a registered, you know, smartwatch, then it will acknowledge your concessions. So here in the trial, we're not quite there yet, but it's going to be included when we get to that final point.
There you go. John, does that answer it?
Yes, thank you very much.
Good on you, John. At Hamilton on ABC Brisbane, I'm Kat and Dr. Kelly is here from Griffith. We're talking about the smart ticketing system, but of course there isn't really a ticket, or is there a ticket? It's just a smart payment system, isn't it, for... Or am I being, you know, too...
Sometimes people call it smart fares as well, but yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Eventually, there may not be a ticket.
An actual ticket. So who are the big winners in this, Kelly?
I think the winners are the customers here because it's really going to give you a lot more options, which that's what people want when we survey people about things. They want options with public transport, right? So I think they're the biggest winners here. But what's also going to happen is, you know, the go-karts actually have a limited ability to do things like concessions or like we have now that you take 8 trips and then you get a bunch 50% off the rest of the week, right? We have the smart card's limited in what it can do. Once the system's fully rolled out, we are going to have a lot more options and we could do things like having a, say, monthly cap on how much you spend and then after that you could have free trips. I'm not saying TransLink's promising that.
No,
I'm just saying that's the type of thing we could do once it's rolled out. Also, in the regions, they never got the smart card in a lot of places. Okay. So this is really taking them from paper tickets and cash and moving it up to, you know, this smarter ticketing, which means faster boarding, more reliable travel times, and just a generally better user experience.
What if you like to use cash?
So my understanding is that there will be an option for cash for the foreseeable future. You know, eventually we might move that way. My understanding from my work in the equity space is that there are some people who really just rely on cash. They're not banked. They don't have a card. So we are going to have that option for the foreseeable future.
Okay. ABC Radio Brisbane, about 25 past 3. I'm Kat, Dr. Kelly here from Griffith. We're talking about the state government's trial of a new way to pay for your trips on the Fernie Grove train line. It is a trial of this smart payment system you might have experienced on the Gold Coast, in Hervey Bay, if you've been to Sydney or London, where you can pay for your travel on the train with your debit card, credit card, smartwatch, you know, beyond just the go-kart or designated transport card. It is a trial. And as Kelly has said, at the moment in this trial phase on Fernie Grove line, you're not going to get your concessions. That's the plan long-term, but right now it's really the adult go-kart fare. That's what you could substitute your other payment systems for. John at Banksia Beach, you just have another question about how this might work. John, what do you want to know?
Well, I just want to know how... I may be cynical, but I'm pretty sure I see a lot of people on my recent travels on the train that don't pay. They get a free ride because they just get off and move on. No swiping at the go-kart or nothing. Maybe 50% have paper tickets, but how are the inspectors going to check your credit card to see if you've paid for your journey?
Well, that's an interesting question, John. I mean, this is a model that's established elsewhere. Kelly, do we know how they look at compliance with this kind of approach?
I mean, I can't say for certain, but I know they can be checked in very similar ways. Obviously, it would be a different reader than you would use when they're checking the go-karts, but I don't see any reason why they wouldn't be able to use a very similar system. you know, for your smartwatch, for your credit card. So it's going to be the same enforcement strategy.
Yeah, okay. These are questions that we would obviously be keen to put to the Transport Minister, yes. to TransLink, and we will be approaching them to speak about this trial, which has started only today. So we have a little while to go on this trial. Lots more to learn. Kelly, the idea of paying for it this way, paying with your smartwatch or your credit card, this isn't a new idea. And it is something that Sydney's had for a while. Why is it only kind of now that we're trialling it in Brisbane, do we know?
Well, it's been on the agenda for a while, but obviously the past few years have been a bit disruptive, so yes. It's rolled out slower than people were hoping. But, you know, it's important that we do it right. So that's why we're taking the time to do these trials. It's much more important that we do it right than that we get it done fast.
And from your research, is this one of the key barriers to people not using public transport, that it's too hard to pay for it because they don't have a go-card or the go-card doesn't top up in time? Is this the big barrier that needs to be addressed, or are there other things we could do to encourage people onto public transport?
There's certainly a lot of things we could do. This is a barrier. I'm not sure if it's, you know, it's certainly not the only one. And in some cases, it may not be the biggest one, but it does matter. And like I said, it has this side effect of when we have this smart ticketing, then our services are more frequent and more reliable. And that is one of the most complained about things from people who use public transport.
Service reliability.
Exactly.
Okay. What else do people often complain about?
Well, not being able to get to a stop. And that's something that's not easily solved, right? If you live a very long distance from a stop, it's not so easy to take it. I wouldn't expect someone to walk like 3 kilometers to a bus stop and take it, right? So that's the other big one, is whether or not they can actually walk to a stop or station near their house.
Okay. And what about affordability generally?
I mean, that matters, but I think people may not realize this, but cars, if you have just kind of a standard newish economy car, you're probably paying about 4 to 5 times more to operate your car each year than public transport. So public transport, even without concessions, is much cheaper than owning and operating a car. That's not to say there aren't people who need further concessions. I'm sure that's absolutely true. But it is much cheaper than a car, even now. So
lots to think about, and we will be talking more about this as the trial continues. This is the trial of the new payment model on the Fernie Grove train line. Of course, if you've still got value on your go card, you might be tempted to just continue using that for a while. But, you know, I'm guessing we'll get numbers through.
Yeah, we should get some interesting data here at some point. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. From the Cities Research Institute of Griffith University, you've been joined this afternoon by Dr. Kelly Bertolaccini. I'm Kat Feeney, and it is coming up to 3:30.
You're with Kat.